This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Lawmakers call for probe and swift resolution of Humla-Bajra border clash. Nepal and Saudi Arabia eye deeper partnership ahead of diplomatic Golden Jubilee. And U.S. charges former Cuban leader Raul Castro with conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals and other crimes over the 1996 downing of two planes between Cuba and Florida. Now the news in detail. Lawmakers in the House of Representatives have urged the government to investigate and resolve the long-standing border dispute between Humla and Bajra districts following a recent clash in the area. During today's session, MPs K.P. Khanal, Janak Rajgiri and Tika Sangrola drew the government's attention to the escalating tensions and demanded an immediate resolution of the boundary issue. They also stressed the need to protect the disputed area, which they said holds significant potential for medical herbs and tourism development. The lawmakers called for proper treatment and compensation for those injured in the recent incident and demanded strict action against those responsible. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress Chief Whip Nischal Rai said maintaining parliamentary dignity and discipline is the responsibility of the Speaker, the government and all the members of the Parliament. He also accused the Speaker of not adequately facilitating opposition attempts to hold the government accountable in recent sessions. Rai further raised concerns over growing disorder in Parliament proceedings and said actions that undermine the House's dignity should be addressed from all sides. Lawmakers also highlighted public health challenges in Madhes province, particularly in Siraha, where poor drainage systems have led to stagnant water, increased mosquito breeding and a rise in disease outbreaks. They urged the government to ensure effective sanitation and water management. They also demanded timely payments of to dairy farmers calling for clearance of dues within 15 days and pressed for effective implementation of the free visa, free ticket policy for Nepali migrant workers. Meanwhile, Shram Sanskriti Party chairperson and Harko Sampang staged a protest in Parliament by displaying placards demanding government accountability and the presence of the Prime Minister in House. He cited the House regulations which requires responses to the questions raised by the lawmakers. The House saw continued calls from lawmakers for stronger government accountability and faster response to public concerns raised in Parliament. Nepal and Saudi Arabia have pledged to deepen bilateral cooperation in trade, investment and strategic engagement as the two countries prepare to celebrate the Golden Jubilee of diplomatic relations next year. The commitment was reaffirmed during a telephone conversation on Wednesday between Nepal's Foreign Minister Sisir Khanal and Saudi Foreign Minister Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud. During the conversation, Prince Faisal congratulated Minister Khanal and expressed Saudi Arabia's commitment to working closely with Nepal in areas of mutual interest. Khanal in return thanked the Saudi government for ensuring the safety and security of Nepali nationals amid the ongoing regional tensions and conveyed Nepal's solidarity with the kingdom during the challenging period. The two ministers reviewed the long-standing relationship between Kathmandu and Riyadh and reaffirmed their shared commitment to strengthening cooperation at both bilateral and multilateral levels. They also discussed expanding collaboration in trade, investment and other priority sectors, including promoting Saudi private sector investment in Nepal. The upcoming 50th anniversary of diplomatic relations featured prominently in the discussion, with both sides viewing the Golden Jubilee as an opportunity to elevate ties and open a new chapter in Nepal-Saudi Arabia relations. Israel marked its 78th Independence Day in Nepal on Wednesday with a reception in Kathmandu. Vice President Ramsay Prasad Yadav attended as chief guest, joining government officials, diplomats and political leaders for the celebration. Israeli Ambassador Shmulik Bas welcomed guests with a clear message, Israel is ready to support Nepal's new government. He pointed to Israeli expertise in water management, agriculture, technology and entrepreneurship as tools that can advance Nepal's priorities in growth, job creation and digital development. The ambassador said that Israel and Nepal may differ in size but share a belief that progress comes through education, innovation and resilience. The event featured a cultural program by Israeli musician Alex Pollock and a ceremonial toast marking 78 years of Israeli independence. Guests also viewed an AI-generated video tracing Israeli breakthroughs from drip irrigation and the USB flash drive to Waze and Wiz, the cloud security firm sold recently for $32 billion. A second video told the stories of three Nepali individuals whose careers advanced through Israeli training and work programs, including Mashup and the Learn and Earn initiative. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The U.S. has charged former Cuban leader Raul Castro with conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals and other crimes over the 1996 downing of two planes between Cuba and Florida. The case unveiled on Wednesday accuses Castro and five others in shooting down of the aircraft belonging to Cuban-American group Brothers to the Rescue and killing four, including three Americans. Castro, now 94, was then the head of the country's armed forces and faced international condemnation over the crash. As the U.S. seeks to exert increasing pressure on Cuba's communist rule, President Miguel Díaz-Canel called the charges a political maneuver devoid of any legal foundation. Speaking at Freedom Tower in Miami, Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche announced that the U.S. would also charge Castro with the destruction of the aircraft and four individual counts of murder over the deaths of Armando Alejandre Jr., Carlos Alberto Costa, Mario Manuel de la Pena and Pablo Morales. Heat waves, empty roads and markets in North India as some farmers turn to nighttime work. Roads and markets have emptied during the afternoons and some farmers have switched to nighttime work to avoid scorching temperatures as a heat wave grips large parts of India. The Indian Meteorological Department forecast a maximum temperatures on Thursday, that is today, of around 45 degrees Celsius in the capital New Delhi, where authorities have opened temporary cooling zones to help people cope. The Weather Department warned conditions will likely persist across several northern regions in the coming days, with temperatures staying well above seasonal averages. Authorities urged people to stay indoors during the hottest hours and take precautions against heat-related illness. India declares a heat wave whenever temperatures are above 40 degrees Celsius in the plains and 30 degrees Celsius or more in the hilly areas. Well, that's all the news we have for the bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Lawmakers call for probe and swift resolutions of Humla-Bajura border crash. Nepal and Saudi Arabia eye deeper partnership ahead of diplomatic Golden Jubilee. And U.S. charges former Cuban leader Raul Castro with conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals and other crimes over the 1996 downing of two planes between Cuba and Florida. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.